Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Bava Basra Lamed Aleph. We begin right on top with a story. We have a conflict, an argument between Reuven, who claims that this property belonged to Avoisai, my ancestors. It's an ancestral plot. It came from my father, Beirusha, right? He inherited it to me, and it's mine. V'ze'oim shel Avoisai, likewise. Shimon, his opponent, is claiming likewise. It's his family plot. Okay, hi, Isi Sadin. Reuven brings witnesses, Davosahi, that in fact, it belonged to his family. V'hai, Isi Sadi, the Ochlashnecha Zoko. Shimon can't locate any Edim to prove his claim. Rather, he has Edim that he was sitting there for 3 years. He has a chazaka on the property. So what now? Amar Rabba. So Rabba says, look, we have to trust him and accept his claim, Shimon's claim, that in fact it belongs to him. He got it from his father. Why? Because if he was lying, he would have chosen a better lie. Amar Rabba, Malo Lushaka, why would he have to pretend? Well, it belonged to my parents. He didn't have to go there and confront Reuven's Edim, right? He didn't have to do that. He could have simply said, yeah, it was yours, Mr. Reuven, but you sold it to me. Look, I'm here 3 years. I don't need to produce any documentation to prove my ownership at this point. Once I have 3 years of chazoka, right? Iboy, if he would have wished to lie, he could have lied better. Amalei, he could have said, Minoch Zavinta, I purchased it from you, Mr. Reuven. I'm there for 3 years. So that lends him integrity. It gives him credibility in his argument, in his claim, that in fact, it was his parents' plot. Amalei Abayas, Abayas responds to Rabba. It's all good and well, but the fact is he is going against two Edom that are testifying on Reuven's behalf. Amalei Abayas, Mali L'Shaker, B'mokayim Edom lo yamrinan. A Mali L'Shaker arrangement, this type of credibility setup, this migul. Migul means I could have, since. He could have lied better. That's all good and well, but not when it's against two Edom who are opposing his argument, who are contradicting his claim, because they're saying it was Reuven's family's plot, not yours. So you can't believe Shimon that in fact it belonged to his parents. Okay, and Rashbam says that in fact that's how we were going to proceed. Rabba was moided to Abaye, Rabba agreed that in fact this property goes to Reuven. But we're not done yet. There's another phase to the story. Hadar Amalei, so Shimon turns around and he modifies his claim. He says to Reuven, look, correct, Avasachi, actually, you have a point. Come to think of it, this property belonged to your family. V'zavinta minach, but I purchased it from you, or from them. So why then did I initially claim that it was my parents, my family plot? Well, I just meant to say, it was a metaphor, just an expression. I meant to say, I'm so confident, I'm so secure in this property. The samach li Allah. I'm so safe and secure in this property. My hold, my ownership, my possession is so absolute on this property, as though it was a family plot, as though it came to me from my ancestors. But of course, I didn't mean that. When I said it was mine, I meant to say, it's so much mine. Rashi says, I'm soymeich muftach, Rashbam, al-karkazu, as though it came to me from my avoisai. Because I'm there many years, no issues, no challengers. So, it's as though it's been mine forever. That's what I meant to say. It's just an expression. Do we believe him or not? Because basically he's going back on his word. He sees that we can't accept, his argument, his taina that it belonged to his parents, because we have Edom against him. And even the Mali L'Shaker, the Migu, doesn't help him. So the question is, when he revises and says, well, I never meant, it's just absolutely mine, as though it belonged to my ancestors. Can we trust that or not? Tayin, can a person present a claim, come back and revise his claim in a way that which he's pretty much contradicting his earlier claim? Can he do that? Perhaps he can't do that. Once you've presented your argument, you can't go back, revise it, fix it, and modify it. We have a machlekes. Ula Amar, yeah, he can do that. Toyin v'chayzer v'toyin. In this case, you can go with his second edition. Rashbam says he's not really undoing his. He's not. He's machish ketsas. There's a slight contradiction. You know, you need to revise his initial claim. It's not literal. It's just, you know, symbolic. You know, I didn't really mean it's my parents. I meant, you know, it's as though. So in this type of situation, we can accept his latest version, which modifies and revises the earlier version. Nardoi, Amri, they hold no. Einoi toin v'chayzer v'toin. Once you've said your piece, you can't go back on it. Now, Umaydi Ula, even though Ula says you can, he would agree in the following two cases that you cannot. Hechad Amri le'shal avoysay v'le'shal avoysecha. If initially Shimon, in response to Reuben's claim of ancestral property, would have said, no, it was my family's plot and not yours. So he's clearly articulating that he is negating Reuben's claim of ownership. In this case, if he clearly said it was not your parents' property, he can't go back and say, I just meant to say that I purchased it, it's so mine, as though it was mine. No, because here he's clearly contradicting himself. It's more than just a revision. Number two, Ve'echa da'ava koi be'dina. In the following case as well, we don't accept any revisions. Let's say he was standing in the bezin, and he presented his claims, his arguments, and he failed to make any revisions. Then he went out for a break, and he came back. And suddenly, he's enlightened. He has new additions, he has new revisions. He came from the outside, and he's coming to modify his initial claim. Somebody tipped you off outside. You cannot come back and modify. My time, you know why? Somebody out there educated him, tipped him off, and advised him to make this revision. So all the Ula holds that typically you can revise, but not in these two cases. And likewise, on the flip side, Umoydi Nahardoi, even though Nahardoi said you cannot revise, but Umoydu Nahardoi, they would agree in the following two cases that you can. Hechad Amalei, suppose his revision is as follows. Shel Avoysai Shelakchom Avoysecha. He comes back and he says, you know, when I said it was Avoysai, it was my parents' property, I meant to say it was theirs, but they purchased it from your parents. So here he's not really contradicting his earlier statement, which was Shel Avoysai. Yeah, Shel Avoysai, but they purchased it from your Avoysecha. Right? As per the Adam that you have that belong to your parents. So yeah, I agree, I concede, but my ancestors purchased it from yours. In this case, that's okay. The Chayzer Betoin, we accept this revision, because he's not really contradicting himself at all. He's just adding and explaining his earlier statement. Number two, Ve'chid Ishtoi Mili Avroi. Or, let's say in a case where, you know, the litigants were discussing the case outside of the Bezdin, in an, you know, informal setting, V'loyton, and he failed to add this point, this revision, V'oslo Be'itin V'ton. But when he came into the Bezdin, he got up and he formally declared and he presented his arguments and his claims, and now he explained that, it was really this, it was really that. He revises his initial claim. But the initial claim was set outside of Bezdin. In this case, yeah, we accept the revision. The Chayzer Betoin, he can do that. You know why? My time, you know why? Avid Inish, it is very common practice for a person to lay maglitanase el beidin. He'll only reveal the true essence of his claim to the Bezdin. He doesn't want his opponent to be prepared in advance of the court case, so he won't really specify or express all the intricate details of his claim. He'll just give a general, you know, statement, but in the Bezdin, he's going to expound and detail the claim, So it's not considered a modification at all. Rather, this is the initial presentation of his claim. So, in summation, he made a statement which is problematic. Can he come back and revise it? Ula says, no. Nardari say yes. Sorry, the other way. Ula says yeah, Nardari say no. And we have two exceptions to both shittas. In other words, we have two cases where Ula would agree he cannot, and Nardari would agree that you could. Amar Meimar, I'm from the Nardo people, but still I hold that you can do this. Usvirli the toin, mechazib the toin, I hold that you can slightly revise an earlier claim. Vilchasan, that's a conclusion. Toyein, mechazib the toin. Here comes another story. Zoymashalavaysai. Reuben has a claim on a property claiming that it's his father's. It came from his father. Shimon says it was my father's, and he was Moirisha to me, he inherited to me. Okay, in terms of proofs, Hai Aisi Sadi Davose. Reuben brings along witnesses that in fact it was his father's property. Number two, Va'achlosh Nechazok, and also that he was there for 3 years. This fully substantiates his ownership. But his opponent came back with his Edom. Vai Aisi Sadi, Shimon brings Edom likewise that contradict Reuben's Edom. The Achlosh Nechazok, that in fact Shimon was in possession of this property during those same 3 years as Reuben allegedly had a chazaka. So we have a total collision in terms of the chazaka aspect of this argument, right? But in terms of Reuben's other proof of ownership, the Edom that are proving that it was, that are testifying that it was his father's, they're uncontested, they're unchallenged. Shimon has no response to that. So that pair of Edom is somewhat contradicted in terms of their claim that Reuben had a chazaka because there is another pair opposing them. So there's a clash on the chazaka aspect, but not on the other part. Amar Rav Nachman, okay, uki achila lebade achila. In terms of the achila, meaning the chazaka element, we have a contradiction. We have a steer, a clash between both teams of Edom. So we can't really deal with that. It's mukhash. It's contradictory. It's contradictory. You can't know which one's right. So you have to just sort of ignore that part. And what remains? V'uki ara b'cheskes avos. So now we grant the property to Reuben because even if we set aside the chazaka element of his claim, but he still has cheskes avos. He's proven that it was his father's. So he gets it on that account. Amalei Rabba, so Rabba responds to Rav Nachman, what do you mean? These Edom were contradicted. True, they only contradicted on one element and not on the other, but maybe they're liars. And Edom Pesulim are not meant to be trusted at all. Their testimony has been contradicted by the other pair. And if that's the case, one of these pairs are presumed to be liars, so you can't really believe any one of these anymore for anything that they say. Omalei, so Rav Nachman responded, no, you can split their testimony. True. In terms of the achila, the chazaka element, we have a contradiction. In terms of the ancestral claim, was there then any contradiction? Right? Everybody, all parties seem to be in agreement that it belonged to his fathers. So on that account, they could be trusted. So we have an interesting machlokes. We have Edom, which are mukhashim, have been contradicted by another pair. Can we still trust them regarding something which is uncontested? Something which is outside of the contradictory element? Or do we say, no, once they've been tainted, their integrity has been questioned and challenged, you can't trust them anymore. Rav Nachman says, yeah. Rav says, no. Says the Gemara Leima, Rav Nachman, perhaps this discussion between Rav and Rav Nachman, the plukta de Rav Huna of Rav Chisda Kamevzli, is really linked to a similar machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. The itma has been learned. Beis kite edim. You have two pairs of witnesses, hamakchishei zozu, contradicting each other on the facts. So one of these pairs are liars. You just don't know which one. Amar Rav Huna, still, although we can no longer trust him here, because we don't know which pair to trust. But in terms of a different type of case, in a different setting, in a different bezdin, in a different court case. They have ne'amonos until you have established that this pair of edim are edim pesulim, are disqualified, are liars. You can't know which one it is. So you have to believe them. Rashbam says a person has a cheskas kashrus. A person is presumed to be kosher, right? Innocent until proven guilty. So each pair independently ought to be trusted in a different type of, in a different case. If they were to, be testifying in a different case. Zuba bifnei atzmo mida. This pair, should they come testify in a different case, we accept their testimony. And likewise, the opposing pair as well. Zuba bifnei atzmo mida. If they come and testify, we accept their testimony. Rav Chisda amar, no. If we know for a fact that one of these pairs are apostle, we can't trust them anymore at all. Not in this case, and nor in any other case. Ba'adi sa'adi shakri. With reference to these liars, these lying edim, lomeli, why would I be involved in them? Basically, they have no integrity. So it's a similar machlekes to our story as well. Leimor Rav Nachman, so perhaps Rav Nachman, who in our story says, well, we can't trust them now because they're contradicted, but there's an element that's outside the contradictory part. We accept it as fact. We trust them. So he holds, Leimor Rav Nachman, we would say Rav Nachman goes like who? Damakar Rav Huna, who says they still maintain their trustworthiness in a different context. Whereas Rav who says we totally negate their integrity, he's gone like Rav Chizda. They no longer have ne'amonos. Says the Gemara, Ali with Rav Chizda, well, in a way you're right. According to Rav Chizda, kuli amuli psugi, nobody would argue. Meaning, Rav Chizda says that in the case where the two edim are contradicting each other, the edim no longer have any ability to testify, not in this case, nor in any other case. So even in the edus acheres, a totally different court case, we don't trust them anymore. By the way, Rashi said because the svarah for that would be because you can't be moitzi mamon and misafa, you can't force a person to pay when you can't really prove your case. You can't use edim that are questionable. Okay, so that's his opinion. So certainly in our case, in our story, where the hakhasha, the contradictory part, was the chazaka part, right? We have conflicting accounts in terms of who had the chazaka. So we can't just cast that aside and say, okay, we'll just focus on the other part, the other element of their testimony, which is that it belonged to Reuven's father. No, because within this case, they were contradicted. So, certainly, if Rav Chizda says you can't trust Edim Mukhashim, Edim who were contradicted, you can't trust them anytime. Certainly not in the same case that they were contradicted. So, Rav Nachman, who says we trust the Edim here, that it was his father's, will certainly not work with Rav Chizda. His opinion certainly disagrees with Rav Chizda's opinion. There's no question about that. Ki pligi ali with Rav Huna. The question is regarding Rav Huna. Oh. Rav Huna was the one who says that, yeah, even Edom who are mukhashim, if they go to a different, they go and testify in a different case, right? So we can trust them until we prove them to be Edom pesul, right? So we have Reuben and Shimon contradicting Levi and Yehuda. So in this story, that's it. They both cancel each other out. But if Reuben and Shimon should approach Ebezin in a different type of, a different court case, a different issue, we believe them. So now, according to Rav Huna, what would happen in our case? Where the two pairs of Edom collided with reference to the Chazaka part, but Reuben and Shimon are still standing unopposed with reference to Reuben's parents owning the property. So on the one hand, it's an uncontested element. On the other hand, it's within the same, within the context of the same, litigation process, which they have already been tainted in. That's the issue. So keep the Ali b'Rav Huna. Machlokes between Rav and Rav Nachman and our sugya can revolve around to what extent does Rav Huna accept this type of questionable testimony? Rav Nachman k'Rav Huna. Rav Nachman says, look, I'm going like Rav Huna. The Edom maintain their integrity. and therefore we can believe them on the part that's not been contradicted, the part that's still uncontested, i.e. that this plot belonged to Reuven's family. But Rava responds and says, no, ad kan lekamar Rav Huna el edus acheres. No, I maintain that even Rav Huna, who would still give them a measure of credibility, that's only in reference to a different case. But in this very case that they've already been tainted on, avol loisa edus le, but in this same edus, no. If they're mukhashir, we can't, that's it, we just cancel them. So in our story where Reuven had edus that he had chazaka, and that edus on the chazaka was cancelled out by the opposing edus, claiming that Shimon had chazaka, so Reuven's edim, we call them Reuven and Shimon, so his edim are totally cancelled out. We can't reckon with him anymore in this court case. Okay, so the story wasn't over yet, because in fact it appeared that Rashbam says we pass like Rav Nachman, and Reuven took possession of the property. So what happened? Shimon came back after losing the case. Hadar Isi Sadi Davasi. Oh, guess what? He produced two edim that in fact it belonged to his family. So now we have a full blown hakechasha. Reuven has edim. It was his father's, and that he had chazaka. And Shimon has the same thing on his side. What do we do now? So at this point, says Rashbam, we can no longer grant Reuven ownership because it's totally contradicted. It's totally mukhash. It's totally cancelled out. Rather, we say kol da'olam gavar. It's a free-for-all. Whoever takes it, whoever manages to grab it, he gets it. We can't get involved in this case. Hadar Isi Sadi Davasi. So Shimon came back with Eidim that belonged to his parents. What do we do now? Omar Rav Nachman, okay. Anan Achsinan, Achsinei, we put Reuven into the property. Anan Askinanle. Okay, so we'll go back and remove him. We have to undo what we did. L'zilusa debedim l'chashim, we can't be concerned about Bezdin's, reputation. Rashi says, people are going to start laughing and mocking the Bezdin. Look, one day they're doing this, one day that, they're reversing themselves. Got to do what you got to do. Got to do the right thing. So we undo what we did. We remove Reuven from the property. Masav Rava. So Rava had a kasha. Vitamin Rabbi Zera. Some say Rabbi Zera. We have to concern ourselves with the honor and integrity of the Bezdin. We can't just reverse a decision like that. Shnayim Omrim Meis. We have a raya from Eli. Halacha as follows. Two Edom came and testified that this woman's husband passed away and she can remarry. Shnayim Omrim Leih Meis, and two Edom come and contradict the account claiming that he didn't die. Or Shnayim Omrim Nizgash, two Edom come and say that she got divorced. Shnayim Omrim Leih Nizgash, and we have two Edom opposing. No, she was never divorced. Harezi Lo Tinasei, so she's in limbo, she can't get married. Vim Nisei Saitetsi, but if she marries, we can't force her out. Because it's sort of like it's an unclear situation, nothing's been proven either way, so we just leave it status quo. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yesu, I mean, he says no. Teitzei, she has to leave her new husband until she can prove that she's eligible to remarry. Amar Menachem, Rabbi Yesu, a masa ani oimer teitzei. When do I say she has to leave? Bizman shabo edim achakach nises. It's the second period of edim who contradicted the first period of edim who allowed her to marry. Came before she executed that right, before she married. So she heard about this problematic situation and she insisted and she remarried. Then we force her out. Let's say she married right away when she got the green light from the Bezdin, and then post marriage the second pair showed up to make trouble. So in this case we just leave it status quo, and Rashbam explains because of this point of Zilusa de Bedino, we don't want to undermine the authority of the Bezdin. Once she's there, she's there. Okay, so that's a kasha on Rav Nachman, who says, we don't reckon with this factor of Zilus de Bedina. Amar Leisa, Rav Nachman says, you have a point. Anos Sabri, Lemevad Uvda. Initially, I figured I'm going to proceed and reverse the decision of the Bezdin. I'm not concerned about, Hashtad Asiftan At. But now that you've asked me a question from this halacha, and it's proven my notion, Vaisvan Rav Hamnuna Besuria, and Rav Hamnuna and Surya also asked me the same type of question. So basically, I'm going to go back on my decision. I'm not going to go and reverse the ruling of the Bezdin. I'm going to leave it as is, status quo, in order to protect the authority of the Bezdin. Nofak Avad Uvda. After he sort of made this admission, guess what? Rav Nachman goes out and he follows through on his decision. He reverses the Bezdin's decision. He takes Reuben off the property, which is in direct contradiction to what he just said, that he's not going to do that. So Manda Chaza, so the observer figured, so far, Tuusi is just a mistake. Tuusi Biyodi, he's making a mistake. V'lo, he says, actually, no. He knew exactly what he was doing. Ela Mishum de Talia Bashli, Ravar Vyashli, Ravya, the big ropes. Okay, so basically he was hanging himself on big ropes. It's just an expression. He was relying on very great authorities, big Tanoim, which are going to be discussed soon in the Gemara, as Hashem coming up tomorrow, which all work with this point that, no, we're not chayshish for zigus de beidina, we've got to do what's right, even if it involves reversing our former decision. And therefore, Rav Nachman followed through and removed Reuven from the property on account of the new development of the new Eden that showed up. This none, as we see in the Mishnah, and Bez Hashem will proceed tomorrow and conclude this discussion. So in today's daf, we had a story of Ze'im Shel Avosai, Ze'im Shel Avosai, we had a question of a Migu, Migu connected to Edom, Toyin V'chozer V'toyin, Machlekes. Then we had the story of the colliding Edom who cancel each other out. Do this left credibility? Yes, no, at a Machlekes. And then the last development was that this fellow brought his own Edom, which sort of canceled the whole deal. And the question was, can we undo what we did? Initially, Rav Nachman says, yes. And then we had a kash on that. And then Rav Nachman insisted on doing that, and was based on some great authorities, which we're going to see tomorrow. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rav.